calomel was prescribed freely.
Mm-hmm.
Epsom salts and quinine. Sassafras tea in the spring is a tonic.
Mm-hmm.
You know about that, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
Asafoetida for preventing, as a preventative. You know the use of hanging around children's neck.
I didn't know that.
To keep off disease. I never had to wear it. It smells so horrible, I guess I would have kicked up a fuss. But a heap of country children came to school with that cord and asphyxia around the neck to keep from taking whooping cough. And
well, what kind of, what other kind of sickness
is it? It's sort of a gum, asphyxia is, I think. Gum, and you buy it at the drugstore. And they fix it in a bag and hung it over children's neck.
Mm-hmm.
Asphyxia was used for preventative. Mustard plasters for whatever ails you. But it was good for nausea. If you were nauseated, a mustard plaster here would stop it. Or pains anywhere most, mustard plasters. Now that's all I know about medicine.
Well, what would you call a, say, somebody was sick? How would you say somebody, your brother was sick in the other room?
Well, if you didn't
How
know.
Would you say if somebody came over to see him and said, oh, well?
Well, I tell you, they yeah. just didn't call the doctor unless they thought they were necessary.
Uh-huh.
They would doctor themselves with some of these things. Now, if in the morning a woman was sick, they'd probably make a mustard plaster and put it on the chest right here to cure that nausea.
Uh-huh.
And now, my father had sciatical rheumatism, and I've forgotten what it was that he had for pain, but they use mustard plaster for heat.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't the habit to call a doctor for every little ache and pain. Like we do now, especially with our children, you call a doctor to see what's wrong with them. But in that day, you just didn't do it. Unless you were real sick or something. Now, is anything else about medicine that
well,
I could tell
you? Well, I wondered if you ever heard the Schick test?
No.
So after World War I, they used to give
what
people...
What did we take that for? We all had to take it or just
it's
a
soul? For disease, a severe sore throat with blisters on the inside of the throat.
Well,
yeah.
There's other stuff out there.
You don't remember.
That onion for hoarseness.
Uh-huh.
And
I was just thinking of
now, that's something I never took, that onion business.
Uh-huh.
Now that son of tea I did. I often took it up there. I knew where my mother kept it and would take that. But of course I've had calomel and salts and quinine. That sassafras in the spring.
Mm-hmm.
They make that tea for the whole family. One meal would have sassafras tea. I don't remember ever having a mustard plaster on me, but I just know. Folks used them. Everybody used them. I don't think I've had a mustard plaster on in my life, but
mm-hmm.
I know they're quite.
But they were used.
Oh yes, they've used a lot. I think you mixed the mustard. You buy the prepared mustard, and maybe you mixed it with some flour to make a paste out of it, and put it on a cloth and put it on paint and just sort of burn it out. You know, feel good. I think from what you say.
Well, could you describe, say somebody in your family or somebody in the community died, what's the procedure? What
well,
kinds of things happen? Say?
When they die, the neighbors trot in. They usually they're told to die if they die at home.
Mm-hmm.
If they die in a home, the neighbors are in usually. And I think that neighbors back in that day did the bathing, bathed the patient.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, now they just take you on to the funeral home. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the olden days.
Right.
I think the